RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is In Vilner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
This is Silvana.
This is Osvaldo, and welcome to
In Vilner,
the academic radio show in English at UNAD.
Today we have the honor to be with one of our colleagues, who will join us throughout the whole show. His name is Carlos, he is from Cartagena, and he teaches English here at UNAD.
Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, guys. It is a pleasure for me to be here with you today.
Aprender una lengua extranjera puede ser una tarea difícil, especialmente si es un idioma que no conoces en lo absoluto. Por eso, en Consejos para el Aprendizaje de una Lengua Extranjera, analizaremos diversos aspectos del proceso de aprendizaje con diferentes consejos y asesoría por parte de expertos que le ayudarán en la fascinante tarea de adquirir el inglés.
Para todos aquellos que hoy nos escuchan, les tenemos una sorpresa muy especial.
Es una nueva oportunidad de aprender inglés de una manera mucho más personalizada y dinámica.
Desde la comunidad de sus casas, y no es broma.
La UNAD ha recientemente abierto inscripciones para UNAD English. Podrás aprender inglés de forma personalizada y dinámica, a través de un computador y, lo mejor, desde la comodidad de tu casa.
¡Wow! Eso sí que suena interesante.
Pero dejemos que nuestra directora nos cuente acerca de este nuevo e interesante programa.
El Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta de Distancia busca principalmente formar en una lengua extranjera diferente al español, a la lengua materna. Esa tarea viene con la universidad hace muchísimo tiempo, tanto que es transversal el inglés en este momento para todas las carreras de las personas que quieran ingresar a esta maravillosa universidad a estudiar. Pero aparte de eso, les queremos contar que para el mes de septiembre vamos a dar la posibilidad no solamente a las personas que quieran ingresar hacer una carrera profesional o una maestría, sino que quieran solamente formarse en una lengua diferente al español, van a tener la oportunidad a precios maravillosos con un excelente perfil y currículum académico que estamos necesitando. Es así como el Instituto Virtual de Lenguas está proyectando 5 programas nuevos para la universidad y en beneficio de toda la población, no solamente los estudiantes, sino a nivel externo. Pueden matricularse cualquier tipo de estudiante que quiera formarse en esta lengua. Los programas que vamos a ofertar inicialmente, vamos a iniciar con UNAD English, que tenemos aquí al lado a nuestra líder Maribel, que ahorita nos va a hablar un poco más de este programa que lanzamos en el mes de septiembre con la matrícula abierta para todos ustedes. Posteriormente vamos a lanzar francés, portugués, español para extranjeros e inglés para niños. Estos programas vienen en beneficio grandísimo para toda la población por sus costos, por su intensidad, por su intensidad horaria, por la posibilidad que tenemos desde cualquier mirada, sean niños, adolescentes o adultos que queramos formarnos, profesionales que necesiten homologar o presentar, digamos que formación diferente a la lengua extranjera en cualquier otra universidad, pues vamos a tener la posibilidad de que se vayan a cualificar en una universidad donde todas las posibilidades son formales para que haya este tipo de transacción en cualquier otra universidad. Entonces el instituto busca principalmente el beneficio de una comunidad, la comunidad que siempre está abierta a la universidad, y tenemos la disposición de un equipo maravilloso a nivel nacional de más de 70 docentes en línea totalmente para disposición de este trabajo. Tenemos unos laboratorios maravillosos donde podemos aplicar el tema de e-learning, que a pesar de que nuestros programas son virtuales, tienen la posibilidad los sábados de asistir a esos laboratorios y prepararse de la mejor manera en práctica con los docentes y pues hacer uso de los SEAD donde ustedes estén más cercanos. Entonces es a nivel nacional esta invitación. Sé que va a ser un éxito porque hace muchísimo tiempo lo estábamos necesitando, lo estaba pidiendo la comunidad, entonces pues les hago esta invitación así abierta porque tenemos unos plus muy importantes. El tema de inmersión precisamente lo estamos trabajando desde la vicerrectoría, teniendo en cuenta que tenemos una sede en UNAD, Florida, con la cual podemos contar para que a nivel de valores estándar, pues estamos por debajo de eso con una oferta no solamente académica, sino también de disposición de instalaciones para que las personas que quieran hacer el estudio de inmersión, pues lo puedan realizar. En pocos días también vamos a hacer la publicidad para que ustedes estén pues más cercanos al tema de la inmersión y podamos iniciar todo este proceso de internacionalización a través del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas y de nuestros programas nuevos que vamos a ofertar. Quiero darle la palabra en este momento a la líder del programa UNAD English. Como les digo, ese es nuestro primer programa que va a salir en el mes de septiembre. Ella nos va a hablar del plus que tiene este programa, de los valores y de los niveles que vamos a tener. Posteriormente les hablaré un poco más del tema de certificación internacional, que sé que varios de ustedes pues también les interesa conocer.
Sí, Sandra, es importante reconocer algunos de los aspectos que distinguen nuestro programa respecto a otras ofertas que actualmente hay en el mercado. Estamos hablando de un curso que completamente ofrece la posibilidad al estudiante, al egresado, a la persona que está por fuera de nuestra institución, sin prerequisitos de ningún tipo, vincularse y aprender esta lengua que es tan importante en este momento. Cada nivel le acredita al estudiante la posibilidad de obtener 3 créditos académicos. Esos 3 créditos académicos pueden ser homologables en cualquiera de nuestros programas, ya sean de pregrado o de posgrado, y si la persona no está vinculada a la universidad, pues puede considerar esa opción como un primer escalón hacia la toma de decisión de vincularse con nuestras carreras. O también puede homologar esos créditos en cualquier otra universidad en la que desee vincularse. El costo es de $270,000 por nivel. Cada nivel tiene una extensión de 3 meses. En esos 3 meses hay la posibilidad de contar con unas horas de trabajo virtual. Y como lo mencionaba Sandra, la posibilidad de desenvolverse también en unos ambientes de aprendizaje que denominamos B-Learning, en los que el estudiante puede interactuar en espacio y tiempo real con sus compañeros, con su tutor o su tutora, y de esta forma potencializar sus habilidades en el aprendizaje de esta lengua.
Bueno, la invitación es para todos nuestros radioescuchas que quieran adquirir competencias en este idioma, inscribirse y hacer parte de UNAD English.
¿Y cómo puede uno inscribirse al programa?
A través de nuestra página www.unad.edu.co.
Cultura geek, cultura pop, cómics, videojuegos y lo último en tecnología. Todo aquí en Código Fuente. Los lunes a las 3 de la tarde. Solo aquí en la Radio UNAD Virtual.
Do you want to sing a song? Do you have a story to tell? Or maybe you would like to send a special message? Don't be afraid. We are here to listen to you, so speak up.
So, what are the benefits of studying English here at UNAD?
Well, one of them is that it has 3 academic credits.
Can they use those credits at another university out of Colombia, for example, in the US?
Sure, they can.
But what's the difference between Colombian and American education system?
Well, let's listen to Cesar Garcia from SEAT Pitalito. He will tell us about it.
Hi, Cesar. We are all ears.
Hi, guys in studio. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about the differences between Colombian and American education. Of course, we're going to talk about the education system in Colombia. The education system in Colombia, of course, starts with a primary level. It's called elementary level and takes 6 years. After that, middle school, which is called basic secondary school level, and it takes 3 years. Later on, secondary school, which is called midway or high school, and it's 2 years. In this level, all students are required to pass the pruebas de estado, test given by the Instituto Colombiano para el Fomento de la Educación Superior, ICFES, in order to receive bachiller académico or secondary school diploma. Then, They get into secondary vocational school. It takes 3 years. Vocational schools offer training in industrial subjects, mechanics, industrial chemistry, welding, farming, and commercial topics, accounting, office clerk, and some other. And all specialize in religious studies, seminar school for future Catholic priests, and teaching for preschool and elementary teaching. Then the students take tertiary education. This is like an undergraduate level. It takes for about 5 years. And the students must pass the official entrance examination, examen de estado, also take here, or prueba saber. And finally, the last level in Colombia is graduate, and graduate education includes specialization, master and PhD. Now we're going to talk about the educational system in the United States. Prior to higher education, American students attend primary and secondary school for a combined total of 12 years. These years are referred to as the first through 12th grades. Primary school, which is most commonly called elementary school, they attend 5 or 6 years and they go on to secondary school. Secondary school consists of two programs. The first is middle school or junior high school, and the second program is high school. A diploma or certificate is awarded upon graduation from high school. After graduating high school, 12th grade United students may go on to college or university. College or university studies known as higher education. A student who is attending a college or university and has not earned a bachelor degree is studying at the undergraduate level. It typically takes about 4 years. To a bachelor's degree, you can either begin your studies in pursuit of a bachelor's degree at a community college or a 4-year university or college, then graduate in pursuit of a master's degree, and finally graduate in pursuit of a doctorate degree. Well, guys, thanks for joining us. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for such interesting information. Now we can tell the differences between American and Colombian education systems.
Me llamo Kenji. Educomunícate es el nuevo programa de Radio UNAD Virtual
que te invita a sentir la educación y la comunicación unidas.
Edúcate y comunícate y ayuda a que los demás también lo hagan.
Educomunícate, un espacio participativo e incluyente que analiza, consulta, entrevista, juega y aprende. Escúchanos cada martes a las 11 de la mañana. ¡Te esperamos!
Do you mates know this song?
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
Not sure.
I may have heard it before, but I can't remember its title.
Let me tell you, mates, there is a very incredible, interesting story behind this song.
So what's the story behind the song, then?
Well, our colleague Adolfo Restrepo from SEAT Palmira will tell us the whole story.
Hi, Adolfo, and welcome to In Vilo on Air.
We're looking forward to listen to the story. That was pretty sweet and interesting.
There are thousands of songs in the world, many of them loving songs. And there are lots of stories behind those love songs. Today, we are going to review one of the world's most popular melodies, Love Me Tender. Elvis Presley might not have had one of his hit records if the Poulton family hadn't left England in 1835 to seek a new life in America. They settled in Landsberg, New York, where young George learned violin and piano, and hoped to move into conducting. At the age of 12, he also tried composing, and over the next two decades, he had more than 20 songs already published. It was the age of minstrel shows, which often featured jaunty upbeat songs. With this in mind, Poulton composed a tune with words by lyricist William Whiteman Fosdick, which would be a contrast, a simple sentimental ballad with a highly traditional theme of a beautiful young woman with shining hair. They called the song Aura Lee, and it was published and copyrighted in Cincinnati in 1861. Although Aura Lee, as a song, was successful as a minstrel song, it gained unexpected popularity with the trainee soldiers at West Point, where it quickly became a graduating class song and gained new words, soon becoming known as Army Blue. The song was also known later as The Violet and the Girl with the Golden Hair. Soon after Aura Lee was released, the American Civil War began. Music is often part of war. Certain music gains special currency among the combatants, and so it was with this conflict. Aura Lee became a favorite for troops on both sides of the conflict. The image of the lovely girl was even added to another war song, The Yellow Rose of Texas. After the war, Aura Lee was taken up by barbershop quarters and recorded by many artists, but its military connection still hovered. In the 1936 movie Come and Get It, Frances Farmer sang it as two different characters. She played a mother and a daughter in different voices. An entertainment phenomenon called Elvis Presley had caused musical hysteria with his recording of Blue Suede Shoes, a hysteria that gained momentum through Heartbreak Hotel, then Hound Dog. With the royalties from these successes and having reached impressive heights in recording and television studios, he started to cast his eye on a possible movie career. With the doubtful guidance of Colonel Tom Parker, a Dutch immigrant made an honorary colonel. In 1956, Elvis was contracted into his first role in a movie to be called Love Me Tender, and it was decided that in it he would sing his first ever known rock ballad. So a song was needed. The music director on the movie was Ken Darby, who found the 95-year-old melody Aura Lee. The simple tune needed no restructuring, but new words were called for. It is believed that Darby himself was responsible for the revised lyrics, but he gave the credits to his wife, Betta Mattson, and Elvis Presley. So was born the song Love Me Tender. Elvis recorded it in August 1956 on a large sound stage without his usual band and backing singers. The second take was declared satisfactory and Love Me Tender was unleashed on a Presley enthusiastic world. It topped the Billboard chart, remaining number one for 5 weeks. Love Me Tender, Love Me Sweet, Never Let Me Go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled, are some of the romantic words written for this beautiful song. After Presley, other artists stepped out the recording mix with Love Me Tender. Connie Francis, The Platters, Tony Bennett, Marty Robbins, Kenny Rogers, Engelbert Humperdinck, Paula Anka, Ray Conniff, The Letterman, Linda Ronstadt, and even Frank Sinatra. It was difficult, however, to escape the shadow cast by Presley's intimate and harshly crooned performance. This has been taken from Love Me Tender, the stories behind the world's favorite songs by Max Cryer, published by Francis Lincoln on Trust. Love Me Tender, written by George R. Poulton, Vera Madsen, and Elvis Presley in 1956. Stay tuned for more in Bill on Air.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled, for my darling I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong, and we'll never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled, for my darling I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill, for my darling I love you, and I always will.
Now we know where its author took his inspiration from.
Thank you, Adolfo, for such a great story.
But why don't we listen to the song again now that we know where it came from?
Sounds like a good idea.
As the blackbird in the spring, neath the willow tree, sat and piped, I heard him sing, singing orally. Orally, orally, made of golden hay, sunshine came along with me and swallowed in the air.
the rose was born, music when she spake. In her eyes the rays of morn with sudden splendor break. Made of golden hair, sunshine came along with me, and swallows in the air.
Un programa liderado por la Secretaría de Servicios Aspirantes, Estudiantes Egresados de ISAE, producido por Bienestar Institucional, a través del cual invitados especiales hablarán acerca de temas de interés de la vida universitaria. Escúchanos todos los miércoles a partir de las 10 de la mañana. Te esperamos.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your emails, comments, and tweets.
And remember, if you are listening to Invil on Air, you're listening to the best academic radio show online.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.